Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Dr. Tom Sherman from the Seacoast. Senator, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
A couple things, I guess. Are you officially filed now in this race?
No, I'm going to file in about an hour and a half.
Okay. And at this point, I guess, when you look at the current landscape and going into, you know, here we are into June and the summer months, what do you think, Senator, if you had to say you're coming out of the legislative session, what do you think the number one issue or frustration facing voters as you go into this gubernatorial race? What do you think the number one issue facing voters in New Hampshire is right now?
The number one issue is the economy. I mean, it almost always is. But right now, voters are seeing skyrocketing property taxes, and their housing has become scarce and much more expensive in the state. Inflation is rising. And when you look at all this, we have certain things we can do as a state to help decrease that pressure on the people of New Hampshire, but it's just not being done. So they're feeling the pinch, just trying to make ends meet.
So with the economy, I would not disagree. By the way, Dr. Tom Sherman, Democrat gubernatorial candidate, going to be filing, I think he said today, in this race with the hopes of taking on Governor Chris Sununu, Republican. Surprised you didn't say gas prices in that, Senator, is one of the top issues.
No, gas prices are part of, I talked about rising prices, and of course gas prices are part of this. We've looked at how we can provide some relief to people. I think, first of all, the number one way that the state can provide relief as quickly as possible is to lower property taxes. That puts money directly back in the wallets of Granite Staters and small businesses. But in terms of gas prices, we looked at the ability to drop the tax in New Hampshire or to do some type of rebate program, and it was doable, but there just didn't seem to be a will in the Senate for it. I worked with people across the aisle to look at suspending the gas tax for 3 months so that people could have that relief, but it didn't move forward.
And Senator, you're as a leading Democrat, and you're running in the governor's race, some would say sort of top of the ticket. You know, we do have Senator Maggie Hassan running for re-election as a Democrat. Chris Pappas, incumbent first district member of Congress, Democrat, he was on the other day. He's officially running again. And Ann Custer has filed second congressional district. But as someone who's running in the gubernatorial race, some would say that what's going to happen in the midterms, and you're running in this race, would be somewhat impacted by what's going on in Washington. And I guess as a leading Democrat in the state and running for governor, do you think President Biden is doing a good job?
You know, I don't really agree with the idea that it's as impacted by Washington. What I would say in terms of the federal races is that they do have some different issues. What we have as issues right here in New Hampshire are issues about, for example, I've been a doctor for 35 years. Mm-hmm. I've built relationships based on listening and trust. Mm-hmm. And we have a governor right now who will do or say anything to get elected. You look at what he's done in the last 2 years, which has really broken the trust of many New Hampshire residents, whether it's putting in place the first abortion ban in the history of the state of New Hampshire, where the live free or die state, we feel very strongly that the state should stay out of our bedrooms and out of our doctor's offices. But Sununu has done that. And we talk about defunding our public schools. The budget that Sununu signed dropped the state component by more than $50 million. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. When we had the ability to write the budget, we actually added $134 million to the statewide education fund, and Sununu actually vetoed it. So we really understand his priorities are not the priorities of the people in New Hampshire, and that's what I want to return. I want to return the trust. I want to return the ability to talk to your governor and have a governor who will listen and respond, and also a governor who sticks with the values of New Hampshire. Another 2 years of Sununu, and a lot of people are saying they just won't recognize New Hampshire as the place they know and love.
Senator Tom Sherman, Democrat, before we let you go, filing officially to run for governor. I think one of the big questions that I, when I talk with people in and out of New Hampshire, and I agree with what you said earlier, Senator, that I think there is a separation sometimes between kind of the members of Congress from your state and how people feel about Washington, D.C. or Congress as a whole. But some people look at the midterms as a barometer on the current administration or leader or the majority in Congress. But I think I'm looking at inflation, rising gas prices, no real plan to address them. We just had a clip earlier, gas prices. And if you had a bad hurricane season, for example, with the refineries in the Gulf Coast, I mean, we could be looking at gas rationing at some point if this continues. Prices are so expensive. Inflation seems to be sticking around. Janet Yellen saying that. So I guess my question is, the Supreme Court, you mentioned abortion rights earlier in New Hampshire. The Supreme Court is poised, probably this month. John Decker, one of our live correspondents, covers the court, telling us, he thinks by the end of June, it could be this week, could be next week, the Supreme Court, one of their decisions they could drop, could be that decision to basically nullify Roe versus Wade and send it back to the states. And that's going to galvanize and motivate a lot of people, I think. And there's been a lot of debate in New Hampshire on what the House and the governor and the lawmakers passed on limiting abortions, actually only banning abortions in the last 3 months, not the first 6 months, but that's another story, and you may come back to that. So when you say it's banning abortions, it's the last trimester. But my point is, if the Supreme Court acts that way, and you have that issue going in the midterms, and inflation and rising gas prices, and independent voters, I think, sway elections, what's going to be the dominating wave? Is it going to be economy, like you said earlier, inflation, gas prices, and property taxes and housing, or is it going to be abortion rights? What's going to motivate more people here when you go into the midterms?
Well, I would say all of the above. The underlying principle in, I believe, in an election is the emotional bond between the voters and their leadership. And if you have a choice between somebody who has shown, I mean, it doesn't matter what he says, he has shown that he will go any direction that is necessary to get elected, I won't. I will do a few things. The first is I will always keep my word. Mm-hmm. I will stick to that relationship of trust and listening, which is critical. And it's been the hallmark of all the work I've done over the last 35 years, both in my profession and in the legislature. Second, on the economy, I have a track record of voting to directly decrease property taxes. That is, as I said, in the face of national politics and mm-hmm. inflation and supply chain, the best thing we can do is put money back in the wallets of the people of New Hampshire, and that's property taxes, and we can do it. The governor has chosen not to. In fact, he's vetoed it in the past, but I have always voted for that, and that is a promise. The third is we will put into statute the protections of Roe versus Wade, so that no matter what the Supreme Court does, no matter who the next legislature is, we will have it in statute protecting women's right to make their own health care decisions.
Senator Sherman, you look at Governor Sununu. You've been in the legislature as a senator. You've pointed out some things earlier where you're critical of his role, or I don't think you'd be running for governor if you didn't obviously not approve of some of the
Correct.
Things he's done. Do you think Governor Sununu has political ambitions beyond running for governor again? He's not ruled out, for example. We've asked him, would you rule out a run for president? Do you think Governor Sununu has ambitions beyond this current race?
Absolutely. He has been all over the country. New Hampshire is one of the few governorships where you're not required to say where you're traveling. But he has clearly been all over the country, out of California, down to Florida. And he has publicly invited people like Vice President Pence and others to come to the state. I think New Hampshire needs, especially right now with this economy, we need a governor who will be 100% focused on the state. I have no political aspirations beyond trying to fix the problems that are confronting the state and fully addressing these challenges. And, you know, there's a lot more beyond what we've talked about.
I appreciate
but those issues. Yeah, those issues, economy, protecting a woman's right to choose, and making sure that our public education is excellent no matter where you live in the state. Those are my top three.
Dr. Tom Sherman, state senator, filing today, Democrat for governor. Thanks for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire. We'll get you back again soon. Thank you, Senator.
Thanks so much for having me.